Dear Katrina, as I'm sure you know, because there is no more important news that's moving in the highest circles of society, I am seriously ill and suffering a potential decline. Therefore, and for explicit recommendation of my doctor, I'm spending my last moments writing letters to the different people who have crossed in my life. People with whom I should be accountable so my soul might be redeemed. Katrina, my life is emptying slowly, a thing that I hate, but surely you would have wanted it for you for the volume of your body during the years that we studied together. Only a fence separated the gardens of our boarding schools, and it was not able to curb the unbridled insults that was coming out of my mouth every time I saw your flabby body playing jumping rope. But I'm sure you understand. It was nothing personal against you. I just wanted to protect my fellow Earth movements caused by your jumps. So I hope you do not get me wrong. And you have learned to redirect your life in a good way. A greeting from this old man who's going slowly. P.S. The best way for you would be the Roses Avenue. It's full of bakeries and grocery stores, and do not worry. You'll thank me someday.